Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being locked in, for being tuned in all over North America. I hope you had yourself a tremendous day. It is Wednesday, November 19th. It's hump day. I'm going to help you get over the hump. And as I do every single Wednesday, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We'll get into that momentarily. We've already had a fun show. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to WNBA star Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah came through to join us and gave us an update on some of the projects that she's working on. To help empower the future generation of women athletes. So thank you to Aaliyah Boston for coming through and joining us, okay? We talked about some of these unfortunate injuries in the NBA. Victor Wembanyama, Giannis, we got Steph Curry now with a sprained ankle. It's just bad. NFL, we got injuries too. Michael Penix Jr. officially out for the year with the Atlanta Falcons. But it looks like Jackson Dart is on his way back for the Giants. Looks like Joe Burrow might be back for the Bengals as soon as Sunday. And Aaron Rodgers, it looks like he's going to attempt to give it a go this upcoming Sunday against the Bears. We discussed the start, official start, first career start for Shedeur Sanders. We talked about the return of LeBron James. Man, it's been a busy show. And we got more to get into. Steve Sarkisian says, I'm not leaving Texas. I mean, he was more forceful than Lane Kiffin, who just said he was not given an ultimatum. Major League Baseball, we got some new contracts that they announced. Well, not on the baseball side, but how you'll be able to watch baseball in the future might be changing. Michael Porter Jr., my goodness. Apparently the New York Nets. Botch, I can call them the New York Nets, right? Is that disrespectful?
It's a little bit. Disrespectful to the Knicks, not the Nets.
Well, they used to be the New York Nets, right?
Yeah, when they were in Long Island. Long Island.
Yeah, the point is nobody cares about the Nets. Just you and how many other people?
About 12.
Yeah, not bad. The Brooklyn Nets told this guy to shut the hell up. Now he's over here saying crazy things about women playing basketball. What is this guy's problem, man? Michael Porter Jr. went to Brooklyn and he found out what a podcast was. Hey, Bacha, let's later on in the show, next hour, let's play a few clips from Michael Porter Jr. because he's kind of out there. He's an out there dude.
Just
maybe being
bit.
In Denver kept him quiet, but he's breathing some of that Brooklyn air. Maybe he's now a hipster. Apparently the Brooklyn Nets have told him to just shut the hell up, man. Okay, he's doing too much DTM. Okay, thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, people locked in on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Okay? Boom. This is the fun stuff right here. This is a good part. Every Wednesday, I share with you a new top six list. And it could be a variety of things. You know, best top rookie seasons of all time, top six this and top six that, top six rivalries in sport. It's always fun. Today, is not just going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. Because there's nothing statistically driven today about this. We're not talking about the best catchers of all time, the best clutch performances, the best coaches. No. This is a different top six list. Because on Monday, on WWE Raw, yeah, wrestling, okay, we had Cam Scatterboo, who is an injured New York Giants running back. This man broke his leg. His foot was bent the wrong damn way about 2.5 weeks ago. And on Monday, he was at Monday Night Raw in New York City. New York Giant, New York City. Not bad for Cam Scatterboo, right? Not bad. Here's the thing. Not also a bad thing to sit down at a sporting event or an entertainment show. Not bad. But then he got involved physically. And I get it. We all know the WWE is scripted. Nobody out there, for the most part, is trying to kill the other guy. But you want to make it look like it. And he just got into a little bit of pushing and shoving. And he got a boot on his foot. Now, you just broke your leg. Cam Scatterboo said, hey, you know, anybody who wants to take away from me and, you know, I'm at the worst part of my life and I can't do what I love playing football and I'm just trying to have fun, unfollow me. He sounds like a young guy. A, to go online and complain and B, to have the thought process of I need to go online and defend myself just sounds like something a young person would do. And I'm just like, man, what are we doing here? Like, and apparently the New York Giants knew that he was going to be at the event. Did they know he was going to get physical? And I know, I don't care what they said was okay. The New York Giants owners had to roll their eyes when this took place. You mean to tell me our star running back who we are now investing in is over here at a WWE event? They rolled their eyes. They may have said no big deal, but I know deep down they were just like, this is what we're paying for. And then the guy has to just defend himself. I'd be happy I'm getting a check for the Giants. And I'd go to the event and I just chat. But who am I? You know, I'm just the guy on the radio. I'm not busting my ass, breaking my leg. Just running my voice, running my mouth. And every now and then I lose it. Okay? Could you imagine if he legitimately accidentally got hurt? Could you imagine if he slipped out of the chair? Could you imagine if he was pushed too hard by accident? Could you imagine if one of his teammates fell on him or one of the extras or one of the referees or the fake security guy? Could you imagine if he further damaged his ankle? That would have been one of the worst sports injuries, one of the worst disasters ever in sports. Well, how did you hurt yourself? I was just roughhousing at a WWE event after I already broke my leg. I think that's stupid. He says he wouldn't put himself in harm's way. Well, ain't no guarantee of that, man. And wrestlers try not to put themselves in harm's way the majority of the time. And they practice hurting themselves and they still get hurt. Come on now. And so today, thank you so much to Cam Scatterboo. But it's time for a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the dumbest sports injuries of all time. Let's go.
6-5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're taking a look at some of the dumbest sports injuries of all time. You know what? We got to go to my main man. We got to go back to Phoenix. We got to go to somebody who won an MVP, and then he went to an NBA Finals, and then the very next season, he burned his eyes. Yeah, he burned his eyes before the season started. He burned his eyes at a concert. And who the hell am I talking about? It's Charles Barkley. Because in 1995, Charles Barkley had lotion on his hands, rubbed his eyes, and burned his corneas. He missed the opening of the season. You know what? Because it's Charles Barkley, he made a joke about it. Okay, I want you to listen to this clip from the NBA on TNT as just Shaq and Ernie and Kenny, they're like, how the hell did you burn your eyes before the season started? What the hell were you doing with lotion?
Sir.
You had lotion in your eye and you couldn't play?
No, dude. It wasn't hand lotion.
When did you put the lotion?
Why were you at a concert with lotion?
Exactly. Yeah. Wait,
it was on my hand.
But why? Wait. No, no. Now it was on your hand.
Yeah,
What were you doing?
I was having a great time at the Eric Clapton concert.
Why would you be putting lotion in your eye?
I had it on my hands and I accidentally rubbed it in my eyes.
We understand you had it on your hand. Why did you see that again? Lotion,
hey man, let me see that again.
Man, I was serious, man.
Get it.
Hey, I had a great time at the concert.
In the middle of a concert.
Did you also get a bracelet that night? I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all paid this. I was scared to
death. There's a story behind that.
No, dude, I was rushed to the hospital that night.
No, we want to know why.
You were rushed to the hospital from the concert? No, when I got home, I couldn't see.
And Charles Barkley had lotion on his hands. He rubbed his eyes, and he needed to wear an eye patch, and he missed the beginning of the Phoenix Suns season. He missed the season opener because he burned his eyes with hand lotion. That is the most Charles Barkley thing ever. I got that at number six as one of the dumbest sports injuries ever. If that is number six, where are we going next?
Number five.
Top six dumbest sports injuries. At least Charles Barkley, it is at least nothing. At number five. We've seen this a lot. Athletes get overzealous. They get hyped. They get excited. They do something amazing. They win a game. And guys, they go down. They hurt themselves, right? I mean, I remember watching Gus Frerot run into a wall and sprained his neck. Okay, that's not on the list. But we got another guy. He's a kicker. Okay, you're a kicker. I'm number five. It's when Bill Gramatica hit a field goal. He was a rookie. Okay, he had a 42-yard field goal. This was the first quarter. He's over here jumping up and down. He jumped in the air. His leg planted, and he ripped the ACL in his right knee. Come on, man. This is why kickers have no respect. I mean, this is one of the most widely circulated pieces of footage over the last 25 years. Anything sports-related. The guy kicks a field goal, he's jumping in the air, fist pumping, and he goes down in pain. Let's take a listen. Let's throw it back to the NFL on Fox. This is Bill Gramatica doing too much.
This one will be from 43 yards out. It's got the accuracy. It's got the distance. Martin Gramatica, 15 for 19 this season. And he hurt himself leaping up and down.
He just strained his knee. He hyperextended his knee.
It's not his kicking knee. It's his planting leg, which is even worse.
Who cares what leg it is? The guy ripped his ACL. Celebrating. You can't make this stuff up. Just wholly ridiculous. That's one of the dumbest. Any injury where you get her celebrating is horrific. But being a rookie kicker, yeah, that's absolutely horrific. Top six dumbest sports injuries of all time. Bill Gramatica at number five. What do we got next?
Number four.
At least Bill Gramatica got into the game. At number four, I want to take you back to, a flamethrower in baseball. You know, nowadays, everybody's a flamethrower. Dudes are throwing a million miles per hour. But we had a pitcher, and everybody in Detroit might remember this guy. He literally had a flamethrower. He had flames tattooed on his arm. I'm going to tell you about Joel Zumaya. Because in 2006, pitching for the Tigers, he was lighting up the radar gun. They'd bring this man out of the bullpen, and he's like, boom, 103, and 104. And he's just out there throwing gas. And you might remember his team back in 2006, the Tigers were good. Okay, they went to the American League Championship Series and took on the A's. Damn it, this team even went to the World Series, but they lost to the St. Louis Cardinals. You want to know who wasn't available in the postseason because of an injury? Joel Zumaya. You want to know what happened? No, he didn't throw too hard. No, he didn't strain or sprain his arm. Joel Zumaya hurt his wrist. He developed carpal tunnel from playing a video game. Yeah, excessive use of the wrist. And to get your mind out the gutter, he was playing Guitar Hero. I mean, what are we doing? The guy missed out on the American League Championship Series because he overused his wrist playing a video game. You cannot make this up. I want you to listen to this YouTube clip from Stark Raving Sports.
Joel Zamaya threw the fastest pitch in baseball history to that point. 104.8 miles per hour. We're generous here. We'll call it 105. Joel was on top of the world. You could say pitching dominance for him was as difficult as slow ride on easy, but that would be the last time he would pitch in this series. You see, the 2006 ALCS is when Zamaya suffered his first injury in the major leagues. He missed the rest of this series with a sore wrist, and after the season, the Tigers GM said it was because he got hurt playing Guitar Hero. Well done, man. Epic gamer moment. Zamaya has never truly confirmed or denied this, but it's generally believed this is what happened. Guitar Hero ran with it. In the credits for Guitar Hero 2, the game developers put the following message in. No pitchers were harmed in the making of this game, except for one, Joel Zamaya. He had it coming.
Oh my goodness. Joel Zamaya will tell you that it was a cover-up, but he still won't tell us what the injury is. A guy playing a video game, getting hurt, missing postseason action. Yeah, that's got to be one of the dumbest sports injuries ever, man. Put the fake guitar down and pick up a baseball. Top six dumbest sports injuries ever. Joel Zamaya getting hurt playing Guitar Hero. It's number four here on the list. Is there a worse injury than that? Where are we going next?
Number three.
At number three, I just figured I got to get this guy's name in here. Okay. This man, you want to talk about injuries? Oof. He might be facing 30 years behind bars. He's currently facing a murder rap. At number three on the list, it's Antonio Brown. Now, this has nothing to do with him killing anybody. But if we go back to Antonio Brown's time with the Raiders. Oh, yeah. And by the time the team he never played for, by the way, when he was with the Raiders, Antonio Brown didn't just complain about his helmet and just everything. You might recall there was a point in time where Antonio Brown burnt his feet. Yeah, you heard me correctly. He was in a cryotherapy session and he did not wear the right footwear. This guy burned his feet. And I mean, outside of that and calling the Raiders various racist names, he ultimately got released and cut before he even played a game with the Raiders. And this was all documented, God bless you, on HBO. Listen to Antonio Brown with, let's just say he had worse or better problems than he has now. Listen to this.
You want to see it? Are you sure you want to see it?
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right? All right?
Yeah,
for
like,
real.
Like circulation?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, with the new skin, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pullback right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, got circumstances on my feet, you know. Hopefully my feet born again and I freaking go run faster. Feel sorry for me later. Thank you.
Yeah, does this sound like a guy who has his, you know, all his marbles? Yeah, he just came back from where? Dubai? He was hiding from the U.S. authorities? All right. Yeah, Antonio Brown, one of the dumbest sports injuries ever. Yeah, he has an issue going overseas and things happen. Unless he's in Miami and he's, you know, shooting at a guy because he feels threatened. Anyway, Antonio Brown, number three on my list. Yeah, he burned his feet, okay? Top six dumbest sports injuries ever. What can be worse? Tell me.
Number two.
Oh, I found it. Forget injuring your feet. What about blowing off your hand? What about blowing off your fingers? What about just hurting your damn self? I mean, yeah, number two on the list, it's Jason Pierre-Paul a decade ago. This guy had too much fun on 4th of July. It was just horrific. He blew off part of his hand. This was a guy who could get you 10 sacks a year. He's a physical freak coming out of Florida, and he could have derailed his entire career. He almost did. Listen to this report from CBS back in the day.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers cornerback C.J. Wilson lost two fingers on one hand during a 4th of July fireworks accident. NFL.com is reporting the injuries are career-threatening. Wilson was set to compete for a spot on the Bucs roster after appearing in two games last season. We are also learning more about the severity of injuries suffered by the New York Giants' Jason Pierre-Paul in a separate fireworks accident. ESPN reports the defensive end had to have his right index finger amputated. He had been in contract negotiations. The Giants have reportedly pulled a $60 million offer they had on the table.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, there's two idiots out there. But Jason Pierre-Paul, man, we had no idea what was going to happen. He missed the first eight games of the 2015 season. He played with a club cast after he came back. And you know what? He actually continued the rest of his career. He played with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's kind of crazy, man. It's nuts. Listen to Jason Pierre-Paul. He spoke to Sports Illustrated. He said, yeah, I blew off my finger, but I wasn't going to stop.
You know, this is going to stick with me for the rest of my life. You know, I look at football totally much different now. You know, now when guys be like, oh, I'm hurt, you know, you don't know what hurt is, you know. I could sit here and mope around about things, but in reality is there's people that's going through worse than me. Like, I'm still capable of living my dream and doing what I and providing for my family and for my son. So that I'm very proud of.
Yeah, come on. He won a Super Bowl with the Giants. He ended up winning another one with the Buccaneers. He could have quit. Jason Pierre-Paul, blowing off part of his hand, is one of the dumbest sports injuries ever. And God bless him, he was able to come back from it. Okay, we got Jason Pierre-Paul at number two on the list, dumbest sports injuries. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, yeah, I'm going to tell you about the dumbest sports injury ever. Okay, I got number one on the other side of the break. Yeah, get your thinking caps on. Yeah, there's a lot more injuries than what we just shared. I'm going to tell you number one on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And we all love tingles. Yeah, we're going back in time, taking a look at some of the dumbest sports injuries of all time. Yeah, we're getting down to number one. I'm about to tell you about the dumbest sports injury ever. Here's a quick recap. And it's tough narrowing this down to six because we've had so many incidents just across the world of sports of ridiculous things happen. But here we go. At number six, I gave you Charles Barkley. The man burned his eyes, missed the Suns' season opener about 30 years ago because he put lotion in his eyes by accident. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Charles Barkley, thank you. And number five, Bill Gramatica was a rookie kicker. Decided to celebrate a field goal in the first quarter, jumping up and down like an idiot. He tore his ACL. And number four, Joel Zoumaya, flame-throwing reliever for the Detroit Tigers. Well, he had to miss the American League Championship Series because apparently he had carpal tunnel. He had too much action with his wrist and his forearm. He was doing a repeated motion that caused him injury. Joel Zoumaya was playing too much Guitar Hero. Yeah, he hurt himself playing a video game. All that back and forth action with the guitar, it injured him. And number three, top six dumbest sports injuries of all time. I figured, let me just fit him in here. Why not? Antonio Brown. I mean, his tenure with the Raiders was pretty disastrous. He never even played a game. It was just an offseason of nonsense. He froze his feet. Cryotherapy. He didn't put on the right footwear, and he burned the soles of his feet. All right? Just one of the dumbass things that he's done in his life. And now he's looking at a murder charge. What a surprise. Top six dumbest sports injuries of all time. Jason Pierre-Paul blowing off part of his hand. These athletes, I guess they're just fearless. Cam Scatterboo is like, I got a broken ankle. I could play fighter on WWE. Jason Pierre-Paul is just like, yeah, what's the worst that could happen? Me shooting off fireworks. Yeah, I may lose an eye. I may blow off my hand. What's the worst that could happen? Well, he did blow off his hand. Okay, he did. God bless him. He came back. He's a tough guy. A matter of fact, let's listen to Jason Pierre-Paul. Before we get to number one, JPP, what the heck happened with you, man? This is what he told Good Morning America.
So normally on the 4th of July, got a lot of fireworks, you know, got cook-off for the kids, you know, music. They have certain firecrackers. The one I was holding, you know, I thought it was a different one, but it wasn't. And it just went off in my hand right away.
But you didn't have time to even throw?
I didn't have time. I was throwing them all night, you know, and then I lighted the last one up and it blew off my hand.
What exactly are the details? How many fingers did you lose?
I lost one finger, which was my index.
Uh-huh.
They did a flap on my middle finger. I lost the tip of my thumb.
Yeah. Yeah, he got about three fingers. He still won the Super Bowl, though. They made a special glove for him. Shout outs to Jason Pierre-Paul for still going, man. He could have just said, man, I'm done with this. I'm done. But I got him at number two. Despite him overcoming the odds, he's number two on my list of dumbest sports injuries. And that issue is it's self-inflicted, okay? I mean, all of these are self-inflicted, but to blow off your hand is a tough one. It's preventable. And that kind of leads me to what I have here at number one. We're talking about the dumbest sports injuries of all time. Let's hear the fancy voice man say it.
Number one.
The dumbest sports injury ever. We have to go back to 2008. We have to look at an NFL player who just helped a team win a Super Bowl. And just a few months later, he shot himself. You want to talk about the dumbest sports injury of all time? It's when Plaxico Burress shot himself in a club in New York City. Put the bullet right through his thigh. Come on, man. You can't make this up. Yeah, this was in 2008. The Giants just beat the New England Patriots. They just beat them a few months earlier. And here we are in the season. It's November. And Plaxico Burress is pew-pewing. He's shooting himself. Listen to this report from the Associated Press.
New details are emerging about exactly what happened last weekend when New York Giants wide receiver Plaxico Burress accidentally shot himself inside a Manhattan nightclub. It's now known that Burress arrived with linebacker and teammate Antonio Pierce just after 1 a.m., quickly heading to the VIP section. It was around 1:50 in the morning that Burress fumbled with his glass. His .40 caliber Glock slipped down his leg. That is when witnesses reported hearing a pop. According to investigators, Burress then said, "Take me to the hospital." Despite the gunfire and blood, no one at the club called police. In fact, no one, not the players or the hospital, reported the incident. After the shooting, a club security officer grabbed the gun, unloaded it, and held it while Pierce helped his injured teammate. Less than 15 minutes after the shooting, Burress arrived at New York Presbyterian Hospital, registering under the alias Harris Smith. Burress was arrested on Monday and now faces gun charges, which could land him in jail for more than 3 years. His next court appearance is scheduled for March.
Plaxico Burress shot himself in a club. He had an unregistered gun. And it didn't just get worse. Well, it did get worse from there. Because the mayor at the time of New York City, Mike Bloomberg, yes, of Bloomberg, yeah, the billionaire guy, Mike, we're from a billionaire mayor in New York. Now the mayor is a man of the people, apparently. Anyway, Michael Bloomberg at the time was just like, oh, no, no. We got to make an example out of Plaxico Burress. We got to put this guy away. We don't play with guns in New York. Listen to this.
Our children are getting killed with guns on the streets. Our police officers are getting killed with guns in the hands of criminals. Because of that, we got the state legislature to pass a law that if you carry a loaded handgun, you got an automatic 3.5 years in the slammer. And I don't think that anybody should be exempt from that. And I think it'd be an outrage if we didn't prosecute to the fullest extent of the law, particularly people who live in the public domain, make their living because of their visibility. They are the role models for our kids. And if we don't prosecute to the fullest extent of the law them, I don't know who on earth we would. It makes a sham, a mockery of the law. And it's pretty hard to argue the guy didn't have a gun and that it wasn't loaded. You've got bullet holes in and out to show that it was there.
Listen, Plaxico Burress, he was slapped with a 2-year sentence behind bars. He served 20 months. Okay, Plaxico Burress went away. He was gone for almost 2 years. Okay, the New York Giants, of course, before they even got to the conviction, the New York Giants said, see ya. They said, goodbye, we don't want you. He just helped them win the Super Bowl, and he shot himself. The Giants said, all right, no, thank you. And then after like 2 years of being out of the league, Plaxico came back. In 2011, he played with the New York Jets. He had 8 touchdowns. And then the very next year, he tried to go back to where he started his career with the Steelers. And let's just say he only had 3 catches. And that was pretty much it for Plaxico Burress after he shot himself. We have heard stories over the years of him, you know, going broke and paying for legal costs. Plaxico Burress shooting himself. It's number one on the list. Dumbest sports injury ever. Listen. Matter of fact, don't listen to me. Listen to Plaxico Burress. He told ESPN a few years ago. He talked about his worst day in prison.
The first day. Because, it's an out-of-body, surreal experience because, you know, you sit there, you're like, okay, somebody's going to come get me in a few seconds. You know, this is going to be over. And then, you sit there for a few hours and, you know, you don't know how long an hour is in a day until you're sitting there, you know, 17, 18 hours a day just by yourself and, you know, reading and doing everything, you know, to keep yourself busy. And, I appreciate everything just so much more. You know, when your freedom is taken away from you, you don't realize how special it is. And when they call it, you know, doing it time, that's really what you're doing. You're really just really doing time.
Yeah, wow. This man was at the top of the world, and he shot himself. I mean, is there a sports injury that's worse than that? He shot himself, and then he went to prison for almost 2 years. Career changed. I mean, at least Jason Pierre-Paul, he blew off his hand and, you know, he continued on playing football, but Plaxico shot himself and the trajectory of his life, professionally, personally, it changed. That is number one on my list. Dumbest sports injuries. Okay, Charles Barkley putting lotion in his eye and burning him. Bill Gramatica blowing out his ACL, celebrating a field goal in the first quarter. Joel Zumaya, you know, missing out on a playoff series because he played too much Guitar Hero. Antonio Brown burning his feet. Jason Pierre-Paul blowing off his hand. And Plaxico Burress, well, blowing up his whole damn life by shooting himself. It's like straight out of that 8 Mile with Eminem. That's the top 6 dumbest sports injuries on my list. Hey, look, there's a lot more injuries, okay? We've had guys washing cars and slicing apples and moving boxes and sneezing. The phone lines are open right now. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The phone lines are open to you right now. I just gave you 6 of the dumbest sports injuries ever. I don't think anything tops Plaxico Burress shooting himself. Is there an injury that comes to your mind? Is there a dumb injury that somebody did that makes you go, how stupid are you? Hey, call us up. 888-710-4ISN. ISN. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll take a look at the phone lines. We got more to get into on the college football side. We just got a lot to do. So right now, let's get into this. It's a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're thinking about some of the dumbest sports injuries of all time. Okay, earlier this week, we saw Cam Scatterboo with a broken ankle. He was at a WWE event. Got into a little bit of pushing and shoving. And, you know, he went online afterwards and just like, hey, I'd never put myself in harm's way. And it's just like, yeah, bro, but you kind of did. There's no guarantee that you would have even participated in a fake scuffle and came out okay. And it made me think about how horrible it would have been if things didn't go well. God bless him, it did. It didn't work out for everybody. So I gave you a top six list, some of the dumbest sports injuries ever. At number six, Charles Barkley, rubbing lotion in his eye, burning his corneas. He had to go to the hospital. He missed his son's season opener in 95. At number five on the list, Bill Gramatica, tearing his ACL after celebrating a first quarter field goal kick. And number four, Joel Zumaya, he got carpal tunnel from playing too much Guitar Hero. Yeah, wrong use of your arm for a baseball player. And number three, Antonio Brown burning his feet in a cryotherapy chamber. What a shock, it was Antonio Brown. And number two, Jason Pierre-Paul blowing off part of his hand. And at number one, there's no injury worse than Plaxico Burress shooting himself and then going to prison for almost 2 years. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got some more injuries that are pretty crazy. Let's go ahead and get to the phone lines. Roger's calling up from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Roger?
Yeah, hey, I think the wide receiver for the New England Patriots was named Irving. That's
yes.
Back in... when
Irving Fryer,
his wife stabbed him the night before the Super Bowl, and the Patriots, he couldn't play, and the Patriots got their butt kicked.
Yeah, that was his name was Irving Fryer. He got stabbed Irving before that Fryer. AFC Championship right. Game. Yeah.
Yep, and Grogan was the quarterback, I think.
Yeah, man, that did not work out for them. Hey, Roger, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we got one guy, he got stabbed, another guy blew his arm off, and another guy who shot himself. Absolutely. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, let's go to Craig. Craig is calling up from Myrtle Beach. You're on the JR Sportby Show. Craig, what's up?
Hey, JR. I agree with 89.3% of your list. I would add Chris Hansen from 2003, the punter who due to Jack Del Rio's metaphor of keep chopping wood, cut his own leg with an axe in the locker room and missed the rest of the season for the Jaguars back then. So took the axe, went to hit the tree stump, and instead cut his own leg.
Yeah, I don't. They didn't have the axe in the locker room after that, I bet, huh?
They still have it. They have it in under glass.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. They ain't nobody chopping anything. Shout out to Jack Del Rio.
You can't grab it. Yeah, can't grab it.
Yeah, just do that. Hey, thank you, Craig, for calling from Myrtle Beach.
Have a good one, JR.
You as well. Yeah, man. You take an axe to your leg in the locker room? Ouch. 888. And I mean, it's not to say you're the kicker, but to chop an axe into your own leg by accident? Like, what are we doing here? Could have severed an artery. Could have done where he could have bled out. Not that he would in the locker room. Come on now, but maybe. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Randy is calling from Tampa. We're talking about some of the wildest, craziest sports injuries of all time. Randy here from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Always enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you.
I can never forget Vince Coleman getting rolled up by the tarp. I believe it was in Jay Stadium.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
And one other one I was thinking of, too, was Gus Frerotte, the quarterback, celebrating a touchdown. Yeah, headbutting a concrete wall.
Yeah, he
sprained
his neck. Yeah, that's certainly one I considered, but I said Martin Gramatica is a kicker. That a little bit worse for me, Randy.
That's right. That was unbelievable. The Bill Gramatica jumping up and down, celebrating a winning field goal and going out for the season.
No, it wasn't even a win. It was in the first quarter. It wasn't even a winning field goal.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was a game-winning field goal. Okay.
No, it's like in the first quarter. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Just sit your ass down, stupid rookie. What a genius. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
No doubt. Shout outs to Randy for calling from Tampa, Florida. Like, how dumb do you got to be? This is why you stupid rookies kick the ball and sit down. There's a million reasons why you shouldn't be out there celebrating. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Oklahoma City and talk to Ben. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good.
Hey, I remember, I think it was Cordova. He was an outfielder for the Orioles. Would have been like early 2000s, like 2001 or 2. And sat in the tanning bed and got burned his face so bad that the doctors told him he couldn't be in direct sunlight while healing, so he had to miss games for it.
Well, you know, Ben, I thought about that, and I was going to put it on the list, and I did a little bit more deep of a dive. Deep of a dive? Is that how I say it? A deep dive. There we go. He says that it wasn't a sunburn. He says that he was getting ingrown hairs removed from his face that were lasered off that caused the issues and the burns. He said that it was a cover-up, and he did not want to out the doctor and ruin his business because the doctor burned him by accident.
Okay.
I believe it sounds reasonable. It sounds reasonable. I mean, burning yourself in a suntanning booth sounds, sounds dumb, but it does seem kind of reasonable that, and he makes the point of, I didn't have any other injuries but to my face. Okay, if I was in a tanning bed, wouldn't I be burned all over? So, I don't know.
Good point. And then Kendry Morales for the Angels whenever he snapped his leg after the walk-off home run.
Oh, my God.
In celebration.
Yeah, we've had some bad injuries. Edwin Diaz, he blew out his leg a couple years ago celebrating at the World Baseball Classic. We've had quite a few baseball celebrations go awry. So, hey, we thank you, Ben. Thank you for calling from Oklahoma City.
Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. 888-710-4ISN. Kevin here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Kevin, quick.
Yeah, man. How you doing? Hey, another baseball one. Game 7 NLCS 2020. Cody Bellinger hits a home run, does one of those arm locks, pops his shoulder out of place, never the same player again.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. Yeah, shout-outs to – I mean, well, yeah, he won an MVP one time, which is crazy to believe. He's going to get paid now. He just had that year with the Yankees. But you don't see too many of those super bash brothers celebrations anymore. Yeah, baseball players got to be careful with what they're doing with their arms. Go ahead and ask Joel Zumaya, Mr. Carpal Tunnel, because he was playing too many video games. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about the dumbest sports injuries ever. Plaxico shooting himself is number one. Okay? I'll take more of your calls on the other side. There's more to get into. Few things that took place this day in sports history, Major League Baseball news. There's a lot to do here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.